This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Live Saturday show. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give away all the features on the website completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, show's about your calls, if you make them. Otherwise, we'll talk about things interesting to us. And starting out tonight, Mark, you've got a bizarre story that has to do with animals and piercings.
Yeah, you know, I just can't get enough of these weird little stories that come out. But apparently, there's a Bear Township in Pennsylvania, a woman has been arrested for piercing cats.
Where's this from, by the way? I mean, besides the what's the source?
Source is Breitbart.com.
Very good.
Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, woman dog groomer has been ordered to stand trial on animal cruelty charges for selling gothic kittens with ear, neck, and tail piercings.
Hmm.
Holly Crawford's home outside of Wilkes-Barre was raided December the 17th after the County Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
They raided her home.
Oh, yeah?
Just before we go on with the rest of this story, we've talked a lot on this program about how just the police state is on the rise in this country. What was it, 40,000 raids per year or something like that? Some insane number of raids, according to theagitator.org. Was it 40,000? I don't know. It was a lot.
That does sound right.
But when you think of police raids, these days you would think it'd be mostly for drugs. Of course, the original concept behind the SWAT team was they were to be used for hostage situations and real, truly dangerous situations. But then they started using them for drugs and then for immigrants and now for a woman who is running a pet grooming facility?
Well, don't forget the people selling whole milk, too. They've got to be stopped.
That's true. And there was also that guy that was running a betting pool, like a football pool, in his office, an optometrist or something like
that. Yeah, they shot him dead.
Correct.
Well, he was on his knees, handcuffed.
Right. So, I mean, could anybody actually listen to this and say that the police have not gone too far, that it has just not gone off the deep end? Could anybody actually say that seriously? 800-259-9231. All right, we continue this story.
Okay, a prosecutor says Crawford inflicted pain on the cats, which were listed for sale for hundreds of dollars on the Internet. Crawford's attorney says state law says nothing about piercing cats or docking their tails.
Mm-hmm.
At a preliminary hearing Tuesday, Wilkes-Barre District Judge Paul Hedzik called it a gray area that must be decided by a trial judge or jury. Charges against a second defendant were dropped after Crawford admitted that she had pierced the cats. I suppose that would be a boyfriend.
It seems unlikely to me that you would find a jury who would back this woman up. Just because people love kitties, and anything that perceives to be painful, they would perceive as painful to the kitty, they'd likely find against this woman.
It does seem it's strange. I mean, let's put it into the category of strange.
It's very unusual. I've never heard of such a thing.
You're not gonna have me. I'm not up for piercing Senior Grouchy Pants' ears.
Yeah.
Right.
good luck trying.
Well, yeah, somebody could get hurt in the process of trying to pierce the ears of a 22-pound white hot ball of feline fury, but. You know, you look at it, cats don't get clipped and snipped the same way dogs do. But, I mean, when you're spaying or neutering an animal, aren't you you're cutting out parts of them? So,
sure.
You know, there you go. I mean, there's some precedent for cutting and piercing and doing all kinds of things.
And spaying and neutering is fairly widely accepted.
Absolutely.
Among the animal rights community.
Mm-hmm. And because it's a greater good, it might be the way they look at it. I don't know.
I mean, their opinion of what the greater good is.
And when it comes to dogs, my mom shows dogs, and I grew up around dogs that were being shown, and we had Dobermans, so you crop the ears so they stand up straight, and crop the tail so that it's nice and short.
How about clipping wings on a bird or something like that? How about how about pulling out nails from a kitty? For like a declawing a cat.
Well, you don't pull them off. You cut off the very tips of their little fingers is what you're doing with the declawing.
Oh, really?
And different people have different theories on it, as far as it goes. But I'm not prepared to call declawing cruel in the sense that the law says cruel. Mm-hmm. I mean, I may call it cruel personally, but...
Piercing a kitty be all right? I mean, we're not sure what her process was. Are we done with the story? Is there more to it?
Yeah, it's a very short story. But
because she could be piercing them while they are awake. that's a possibility, but you could also put the cat out. And then if you pierce the cat while it's out, is it receiving any pain? I mean, is the issue just that the cats are receiving pain from this?
It does say it's about pain, but humans go through piercings while awake. They do it voluntarily,
sure.
Whereas cats don't. A gray area does sound exactly like what it is. This is strange, but I'm looking at the pictures of the cat with little earrings in, and I can see how someone somewhere might want a cat with earrings.
It's very unique.
It is, and if we're going to say that it's okay to cut the little fingers off, little ends of the fingers off on the cats, and
some would say it's not.
Remove their uteri.
Is there an anti-spaying movement out there? I imagine there is. It seems like there's a movement for everything. But
yeah, it's centered out of a trailer in Arkansas. Bad idea to not spay or neuter your animals. We don't need the pests running around. It's all you have to do. Go to a foreign country. Take a look at their dog and cat population. I was in, I believe it was Heraklion, Greece.
Okay.
And I showed some, there were some cats everywhere. Little skinny, matted, dirty cats.
And you can't kill them and eat them, can you?
Well, I wasn't that hungry.
I know, but I'm just saying, if you have an animal overpopulation problem, shouldn't dogs and cats be legal to eat?
In many countries, that's the case. They don't have the same rules, but I don't think that it's that way in Greece. They're busy eating sheep or something. Anyway, these cats, I had a little, one of those little rocket fuel cups of coffee that they have, little tiny thimbles full of coffee and some chocolate cookies. And I just wagged the chocolate cookie down there to show the cats, look, this isn't food you want. This isn't tuna. The damn cat just about took my finger off, taking the cookie out of my hand.
And then
the other cats descended upon it.
Oh my gosh.
It was a horrifying experience as they devoured, and cats don't eat chocolate. They're not supposed to eat chocolate. So, pests, bad thing, and you should spay and neuter. But, you know, somebody can make the argument that spaying and neutering is cool.
They could. They could make the argument. I mean, there are the people out there that are just the animal purists that would say that even keeping an animal in your home is cruel. They would say that since that is unnatural, therefore these animals should be released into the wild to fend for themselves.
There's people out there that bomb buildings
where they do
experiments on animals to make sure that products are safe. I can't say that I think it's a great, it's not a nice thing to put a bunch of shampoo in a bunny's eye and hold its little eye open, but I can see why we need to do these things. I'm not happy about it, but
I think the best solution in these cases, if you believe that you know of someone, whether it's a business owner or a neighbor or a family member, whoever, if you know of somebody who is abusing, whatever that is, in your opinion, again, some people think abusing animals is keeping them in your home. So from that end of the spectrum all the way over to piercing or beating or whatever,
right.
You know, the worst thing you can possibly imagine.
I don't think piercing would be not abuse, but
I don't believe it is.
I personally am of the opinion that this woman should be able to sell pierced ears on cats if that's what she wants to do.
I think she absolutely should be able to. And I would love to hear your thoughts on this at 800-259-9231. But if you're somebody who thinks that this woman should be charged with, was animal cruelty, was it?
Essentially, yeah.
Presumably that's a misdemeanor. I'm not sure.
Misdemeanor means you can spend
up to a year
in jail. I mean, that's misdemeanor.
Thousands in fines sometimes. So do you think that this is an appropriate thing to be happening? Should the government be charging this woman with an animal cruelty charge on this, in this case? 800-259-9231. I say no. I say leave her alone. And if people believe that what she's doing is wrong, they should ostracize her. They should refuse to do business with her. They should refuse to be friends with her. And they should tell her how they feel about it. But I don't know. I wonder what most people think about this, because I think it's completely legitimate what she's doing.
I saw in a magazine one time a guy who had a pair of pit bulls. I think this was a rapper or something. I somehow saw a rap magazine. Not that I spent a lot of time looking at them, but some guy who had pit bulls with gold teeth and tattoos.
Mm.
So
wow.
they tattooed the pit bull. That's painful stuff. I've gotten tattoos. It's painful.
Yeah. The hell do you do that? You've got to put that dog out for that, don't you think?
Maybe they give him tranquilizers you can buy. I wouldn't propose to know. But my mom, as I said, showed dogs, and one of the things she'd do to make sure that her dogs were identifiable was put some kind of identification on the inside of the thigh, tattoo it on there.
No kidding.
So where is where is it cruel? It does seem, that this tattooing a pit bull the same way as piercing ears on a cat.
I think the animal activist guys out there would say that what your mom did was cruel, period, just showing them it shows.
Sure.
You know, there are people that think that. We'd love to hear from you as to how you feel about this. 800-259-9231. Should you be able to pierce your cat?
It's time now for the Get Motivated Minute, designed to empower you to achieve your toughest goals with acclaimed motivational expert and success strategist, Tamara Lowe.
Do you have a hard time hiring new employees and deciding who's best? I make most of the hiring decisions for key positions in our company, and our motivational research has shown me how to better fit people and positions together. I first list the non-negotiable aptitudes that we need for the job. Then I write down the behaviors, skills, and experience that the ideal candidate for the position needs. This reveals the motivational DNA type that would be best suited for the opening. With budgets tighter and even less room for error, hiring the right person is crucial. Using motivational DNA as a key part of your hiring process will help you choose the best candidate for the job. For the Get Motivated Minute, I'm Tamara Lowe.
To learn more and to discover your motivational DNA profile, take the free test at getmotivatedbook.com. Drawing on 2 decades of research and thousands of interviews, in Get Motivated, Tamara Lowe reveals a groundbreaking tool to identify your unique motivational DNA. With simple strategies and specific steps, she provides advice on how to reach your goals quicker and easier than ever before. Get Motivated is available now wherever books are sold.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up what you want if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's 1-800-259-9231. Of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site. We give them all away. By the way, those features include the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours on the front page of the website, free for you at freetalklive.com. The 57th running of America's legendary sports car classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. Florida listeners should listen up. In fact, if you're in anywhere in the Southeast, you probably have heard of the 12 Hours of Sebring. If you're a racing fan, brought to you by Mobile One, the 12 Hours of Sebring is presented by Fresh from Florida, and it features the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th for 4 days of action, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st. For ticket information, visit SebringRaceway.com. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all. That's SebringRaceway.com for tickets and more information. So the question that we threw out there a few moments ago was, how do you feel about this story involving a pet groomer, a lady who was piercing cats? Was it just kittens or just cats, Mark? I missed that point.
They were upselling kittens, so...
Okay. So pierced kittens.
Pierced kitten is worth more than a pierced cat, I guess.
If you wanted to buy a pierced kitten, this woman would sell it to you until the police came in and raided her business. And then they charged her with animal cruelty. Do you think this is appropriate? Or are you like me and you feel like this lady should be left alone, and that if you feel that it's inappropriate of what she was doing to the cats, then you should just ostracize her? You should spread the news about her, and tell people to not send their business to her pet grooming facility. I think that is a far more effective way to deal with things rather than just incarcerating people. But would love to hear what you think. 800-259-9231. Let's talk first to Ben, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Ben.
Hey, yeah, guys. I wanted to talk about the piercing. I think it's absolute nonsense to bring any kind of legal action against this woman. We use utility piercings out here in Indiana for bulls, to lead them along. You put a ring in their nose. You put a ring in the nose of a hog in order to keep them from running. Hmm. So that's a utility piercing, and that's fine by law. I've never heard of a law against that. Mm-hmm. Furthermore, there's some aesthetic mutilation of animals that happens. For example, the chopping of tails off of dogs.
Yep. Sure.
Yeah, for aesthetic purposes. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that legally, to my knowledge. I mean, they do it for show purposes. So it's utility versus aesthetic pain to an animal, and I think chopping a tail off an animal far exceeds the pain tolerance than a piercing or even a tattoo.
Now,
I mean, I think this is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree that it's ridiculous. I'm having been growing up in a home where my mother shows dogs, as I said previously, she would say that the cropping of the tail and the cropping of the ears were not for aesthetics, although when you crop them, you would want them to make them aesthetically pleasing, but that you would crop them for the purposes of, so that the tail wouldn't get hit, closed in a door, or that the ears wouldn't get torn in a fight between dogs, and that was, the original reason for it. Anyone who looks...
Oh, so they would say it was a utilitarian purpose, then.
Anyone who would look at a close-cropped pit bull's ears, one might make the argument that that's, in case dogs get into a fight. But anybody who looks at a Doberman's, crop where the ears point straight up and they're, very tall, that's clearly, a crop with they're leaving skin on for the purpose of aesthetics. So I would say that definitely falls into aesthetic.
Ben, you made some great points. Would you consider what would you consider too far? Do you think that do you have a line as far as what you would consider animal abuse?
Not really. I mean, according to this, I mean, I think we should let the free market. I'm an Austrian economist, so I would think that really we would just let the market take care of this. And if people thought it was cruel, then they would just spread the word and not do business with the people.
Absolutely. Great call tonight. And thank you, sir. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. If you are somebody that believes that piercing a cat's ears, for instance, were there other, you said the back was pierced in some cases, tail?
Yeah, there were piercings on the back, the neck, and the tail also, which didn't seem as exciting to me. But then, I don't understand piercings these days anyway. Some of them I think they're attractive, but mostly piercings are attractive on attractive people, and they can take away from the attractiveness as far as I'm concerned. It's just a few piercings that I find more attractive. Ear piercings, certain, the eyebrow one, I think this looks kind of good on some people, but...
I don't want to talk about people. Let's talk to Mary Ann in Indiana, listening to WXNT. Hello, Mary Ann. How do you feel about this?
Well, I'm trying to drive right now. So.
Oh, dear.
Anyway.
We hear Vic crashing those. We'll know what happened.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen. anyway, what I was thinking about, I'm a grandmother, and I have 15 grandchildren and...
Wow.
Three great-grandchildren. But anyway... I see a lot of little babies that have their ears pierced.
Yep.
Now, would it be the same thing that the police would come into the mother's home and arrest the mother for having
CPS doing that. I could see CPS doing something like that. Absolutely.
There's a parallel there.
I agree. You know, kids, if you've had them, they're not much different than pets for the first at least year or so. I've got an 11-month-old, and I just commented tonight, he's like a little dog because he was running around with a sock in his mouth, crawling around with a sock in his mouth. Much cuter than a dog as far as I'm concerned, but, you know, nonetheless, he doesn't have much more cognitive abilities than dogs. He's a lot more potential. But I agree that, and, you know, often it would seem like this ear piercing thing, because I have seen it among, white children, but it seems to be just a little bit more of an ethnic thing to pierce the ears on babies. And I could see the law going after something like that if they were successful here with the kiddies.
Well, I think that the whole thing is ridiculous. I mean, if a mother can pierce the baby's ears, then you certainly could pierce the cat's ear.
Absolutely. And thank you, Marianne, for the call tonight.
You're
really
welcome.
Appreciate you taking the time. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, I'm with Ben in that I don't think there should be a line anywhere. I think that if my next-door neighbor is beating his dog in the backyard, I don't think that he should go to jail for that. I believe he should be ostracized. I believe he should be outed. I think that he should be talked to. I think that he should understand that people don't appreciate what it is that he's doing. Well, I think that his dog could be rescued. I think that in a true free market environment, you could have essentially a rescue group that if you know that somebody is beating and abusing their animal, you would attempt to rescue it if it's tied up in the backyard or something like that. Obviously, that would involve a trespass, but if he took
not necessarily. First off, social ostracism is an extraordinarily powerful tool, and I would like to see somebody like that punished, just because to me they're doing something egregious and wrong by taking out an axe handle and beating a dog in their backyard tied to a tree. Sounds horrible to me. So I can see why people would want to see that, but I also think that you could, as without getting the law involved, and I think that that it's a fine line when you get the law involved in something like that, which to me would be kind of, I wouldn't feel bad for that guy at all. Then you have the next step, which is people going after cats getting their ears pierced.
That's just it. Who draws the line? Where is the line drawn?
It's always about where does the line get drawn, and I can see your point that you don't want the law to be drawing that line because they're bad at it.
Right. I think the market can handle it better. I'm with Ben. I think the market can innovate ways to handle this better.
You can take a video camera like they do when anybody's getting beaten. You take a video camera out, you shoot it, you send it to the local news, and the local news, and they'll play that thing over and over again.
Yeah, if he doesn't
believe
that guy, he'll get fired from his job over something like that if he doesn't.
And on to.
Yeah, absolutely. So 800-259-9231, that's a far more powerful situation than forcing everyone to pay to put this guy in a jail cell, which probably won't change his behavior necessarily when he gets out. It'd just be more secretive about it. More on the way you can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve, or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and as always, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, get interactive, and edit virtually anything you see. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
New website out there for parents who want to get clean out unwanted or unused kids' items from your home or save money by grabbing donated items. You can take advantage of coupons and freebies on the site. It's easy to use. It's toosmallforme.com. That's the numeral 2 and the numeral 4. Too small. ForMe.com. My wife put up a little, they call it a gym, but it's this little swing set kind of thing that you put above a baby. It looks like a swing set, but they don't swing on it. They just bat the stuff around. She put one up there, and somebody grabbed it real quick. So it's TooSmallForMe.com.
800-259-9231 started the show out with a story about a woman who was piercing kittens. Piercing cats on the tail, on the back, on the neck, on the ear, and selling them. Or perhaps selling the service of piercing your already existing cat. She was raided by the police, and I say this is absolute madness. If there's a problem with what she's doing, then ostracize her. Reject her business. Don't do business with her and tell others about it. Tell her how you feel about it. Try to change people's behavior with persuasion rather than abject raw force, which is what the government is and what it does. Let's go to your thoughts as we go to Toledo, where Max is listening to our brand newest affiliate, 1370 WSPD. Max, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
You know, I was thinking about the story, and you mentioned about how this is the point past the line, you know, a woman piercing a cat's ears. I mean, I couldn't imagine piercing a cat's ears would hurt any more than, you know, spaying or neutering your animal, something that even PETA supports. So I think that point is what. But when you mentioned, you know, the neighbor beating on the dog in the backyard, yeah, you wish there was a free market solution to that, but it almost seems like that is a government function. The dichotomy that I'm running into, that I'm having a problem with, and maybe like your input on here, it feels, and I hate to use the word feel, but it seems like while abusing your dog in your backyard seems to be, you know, something that maybe, you know, force should be initiated in order to stop that, on the same note, you know, growing up as a kid, if a dog bit a kid, a guy would take the dog back in the yard and pop it, you know, for biting a kid, and that's okay. So why does it seem that, you know, beating the dog in the backyard, that's hands off, but then, you know, plugging the dog for attacking a kid, that's perfectly okay.
Yeah, it is odd. And then, when you get to the analogy that we made there with the dog getting tied to a tree and beaten with an axe handle, it seems horrible. But then, you know, I think about my next door neighbor doesn't buy meat. He hunts all of his food. So, I mean, you can go over to his house and find an animal carcass hanging up there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
PETA wouldn't like that.
Nobody's going to like that. So you know, where do you draw the line? I mean, obviously, it seems the animal doesn't want to get shot, doesn't want to get killed, and doesn't want to get eaten. So it's tough. I, you know, when you start looking at this animal rights thing,
it's a slippery slope.
If an animal has a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we're all in big trouble, because we're not only not going to eat meat, we're not going to live in houses, because what about all the animals we displace and we dig a hole for a foundation and all that other stuff?
It's just insane.
You're going to kill cockroaches in your house, you know.
The further you go down that hole,
they either have rights or they don't. And if they have, like, this sort of minimal right, which is not to be beaten maliciously, then, you know,
who's the victim in that case? Obviously, the animal is the victim, but the animal can't actually stand up for itself, nor can it really accept restitution in any way, shape, or form. I mean, normally when we talk about humans aggressing against other humans, it's pretty clear that there's a victim, and those people deserve some sort of restitution, whoever the victims are. But in the case of the animals, there is no real clear victim, and so how do you deal with that? Well, that's why I suggested, I think, that if the government would step out entirely, then the marketplace could come up with ways to deal with it. For instance, if you found out that your neighbor was beating his animal, you could go and snatch the dog away from him. If it was out in the backyard or something like that, go and grab it. Obviously, that's a trespass on the individual's property, and he could take you to litigation, could take you to arbitration over that, wherein you would then have the video of him beating his animal, and then you'd let the arbitrator decide what the appropriate way to handle that would be. I mean, maybe the decision would essentially be a wash. Hey, you know, you were beating your animal, and we were going to give you some restitution for the trespass, but we don't really think we want to give you anything because you were beating your animal. And then at least that way, nobody's forced to pay to put that guy in a prison cell for 6 months, and he could be ostracized, and maybe he'd leave the community, and you wouldn't have to deal with him anymore. It seems like the best case scenario.
I guess the point is that, you know, if the guy is beating his dog and then you go and snatch the dog away, your argument is, well, he didn't value the dog anyways, he was beating the crap out of it.
Great points. Thanks, Max, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Yeah, it's a tough, scenario to deal with, and I'm not so sure about your free market justice system that you're talking about there, but I can tell you that
I'm sure I don't want to pay to put that guy in jail cell for 6 months.
Absolutely. So, the punishment apparatus that we have in the justice system is messed up, and you'll never get me to say otherwise. It's somebody should be restituted for all crimes. In the case of beating your dog, who needs to be restituted? Somebody beats your dog, perhaps there's restitution involved, but when you beat your own, you know, animals are property, as far as I can tell.
1-800-259-9231. Do you disagree with Mark? Do you think that animals should not be property? I think you're right, Mark. They absolutely are property. As long as you're taking care of them, then they're yours. You can quarantine them inside your house if you want to. Our kitty, Ravage, is not allowed to go outside because he doesn't have any front claws, and he would be a dead kitty if he went outside. So he has a nice, comfy little prison that he gets to live in, and he has, you know, food given to him 3 times daily, just like in a regular prison. And unlike in a regular prison, we do ask him to do things for us in order to get the food. Some people might consider that cruelty to animals.
The tricks that he does?
Right. My cat can do like a 20 or 24 or 30 tricks, but he'll do them in return for food. So we will essentially have the bowl of food ready for him, and we'll ask him to do a couple tricks. And if he does the tricks, he gets to eat. If he doesn't, he doesn't get to eat. Now, somebody would say that's cruelty, but if you saw the cat, you'd see he's got a few extra pounds on him, so he's doing all right.
Senor would like to, my cat, Senor Grouchy Pants, would love to go outside, and likes the option.
He used to.
Yeah, he used to. He used to be king of the king of Whitfield down there in Sarasota. You know, he beat all the other cats up, but you know, he's 22 pounds. It's hard to find a cat that big. So I'll open the door sometimes for him, and then he sees the snow on the ground, and so he just really likes the option of that he could go out, and he turns around and leaves once he sees snow. But you know, he's imprisoned. That's it. There's no other way to say it. He's around at our pleasure.
And what?
And if things worse came to worse and the food crisis came, I'm going to eat the cat.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to Jenny, listening to WFLA in Tampa. Jenny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello. Most interesting discussion. 2 points came to me. First off, is my understanding, and I know there's a lawyer out there who can correct this, but animals are property like a rock, a flower pot, a piece of furniture. So until that's changed, this is all a moot discussion because anyone can do what they want to their piece of property.
Do you feel as though it should be that way?
Well, I think we get into very touchy ground. As far as I'm concerned, animals should be regarded as sacred living things and be treated accordingly.
Do you eat meat?
No, I'm a vegetarian.
Okay. Good. I mean, that's consistent.
Are you willing
to swat bugs in your house?
Okay, no, that was a serious question.
Excuse me?
Do you swat bugs in your house?
No.
Okay. You include an insect in the same category as animal?
Yes, I'm a Buddhist.
Oh, very interesting.
They from what I understand, strain their milk through a cheesecloth to get all the little bacteria out. Not that it works, but, you know, whatever.
Well, the thing is, it's our choices, it's our preference, and I think we need to have respect for life. But further, along those lines, is I believe that as individuals, as humans, we need to talk with each other and work it out with our neighbors as opposed to crying for the police or crying
absolutely.
For a lawyer.
Absolutely. As long as you can persuade your neighbor to come around to your viewpoint, then you're absolutely cool with me. But if you're using the threat of force, if you're using violence to try to control your neighbor's behavior, that's where you and I would part ways. But it sounds like we're on the same page. Thanks for the call tonight, Jenny. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Peter Schiff on the economy.
We're broke. This is not just a financial crisis. This is an economic collapse.
The government is trying to interfere with the free market. All the government can do is create inflation. The government doesn't have any money. They're going to print it.
Doesn't matter if you get your money out of the bank, but then you take it to the grocery store and you can't buy anything.
We're going to die from the cure, not the disease. The change that we need is less government, is less interference. We're just going to get more of the same, only worse.
Schiffbomb.com, February 21st. Paid for by PEAC PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also.
How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Live Saturday edition, and you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, all the features we give away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, like WSPD in Toledo, our brand new affiliate that we are announcing tonight.
So excellent.
We already had Max call in from there earlier, and they're coming on board for all 3 hours of the Saturday show, which is fantastic.
Toledo, home of the Rockets.
And home of Brian Wilson, who is the program director of the radio station, who is also a principled, liberty-minded dude who happens to host the afternoon show there. So Toledo is already very familiar with the pro-liberty viewpoint. Brian Wilson is we actually feature Brian Wilson on our little network feed that we created for the internet called the Liberty Radio Network. So he's one of our podcasts there. So he added our show. We added his show. Everybody's happy. So welcome to Toledo listeners to WSPD. All right, so if you want to help support the show, go to amp.freetalklive.com. For $3 a month, you get access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only chat room, the forum, and there's more details there. But the main reason is to get the ideas of freedom out as far and as wide as possible. Again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls, and we talk to Max, a different Max, this one listening to WSCFM. Hello, Max.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
On my mind, I'm a conservative hippie, you know, tattoos and all that stuff, and I'm kind of green like that, but I'm conservative. And what really vexes me is that, all right, picture this, helping out my neighbor, 21 years old, baby, single mom, trying to go to work, carrying her baby to the babysitter. And they're heavy children, I mean, in the car seat and all that, getting downstairs, and her puppy that she got from the SPCA runs out. And I'm saying, okay, I'll be a nice guy and chase the puppy for her. And the puppy runs up to the neighbor, and I said, hold him, hold him. I get up, and I grab the puppy, and I said, very bad dog. And I grab it by the neck, and it squeals a little bit. I said, very bad. I'm an animal lover. And the guy goes, hey, that's animal cruelty. I can call the cops on you. And I'm thinking, what? What are you talking about, man?
Wow, you're trying to do him a favor, huh?
Well, I was trying to do her a favor.
Oh, her.
I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, dog runs out. It's like my friend's dog. His dog ran out, his husky. Got hit by a car.
Happens.
Young. Yeah. So what do you do? Discipline your Who wants a dog that runs away and gets hit by a car? $2,500 to fix its leg.
And the domestic dog, people, I mean, you know, one can make the argument that they want to be told what to do, that their lives are better when they're, you know, given commands and can then carry them out, that they really do like that. And certainly some breeds more so than others.
However, disciplining your animal is usually best when you ostracize it rather than use pain. Pain is not a very effective method of discipline. And that's not what you're necessarily attempting to do. You were just trying to stop the dog from running out in the street, in which case, if you have to apply force to do something like that, it makes perfect sense.
Well, a little bit of pain, but that's called, you know, grabbing it by the neck and shaking it and saying, very bad.
Yep.
That's not beating a dog. That's, you know, being gentle. But, you know, dog,
but again, now we're back to the issue.
If you don't do that, then your dog runs out in the road and gets hit.
And again, you're back out to the issue of who's going to draw the line. If it was that guy that was looking down his nose at you, then he would draw the line and make what you did a crime. And if you ask a different person, then they would make keeping a dog inside a house a crime. I mean, it's just, there should not be a line. There should only be people interacting with other people and attempting to persuade them to do what they think is right. Any other thoughts, Max?
It's your animal. Do what you want to do with it. Period.
Absolutely.
Do what you want to do with it. Animal.
Thank you, Max, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Marcus, listening in Texas. Marcus, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm calling you about the same issue about the dogs. You know, I hear all these things about, you know, some other callers calling in and, you know, legally animals are property, but then again, you know, you can't look at them and interact with them. And anybody that has a dog can tell you animals do, they do have feelings. They have, they do, whether they like you because you feed them or whether they like you just because that's the emotion they feel towards you.
Mm-hmm.
They feel something towards you just because they can't vocalize and express themselves.
I concur with that. There's no
like
doubt about
human.
It.
Oh, let me finish. Just because they can't vocalize and express themselves doesn't mean that, we can, as a, species bully them around and whatnot, and I'm not one of these cuckoo animal rights people, but I look at cases like what you were saying earlier that one can make the argument dogs like being told what to do. Well, it seems that American people are dogs because they love being told what to do by the government, and also
on top of that,
when you think about it, I see this all the time. I see seeing eye dogs, police dogs, service dogs. Oh, we love them when they're helping us and when they're helping a pathetic person that can't even pee on their own. Then, my dog is the most wonderful thing. But then, every other time it's, that's just a dog. Well, tell that to the person that has a seeing eye dog and can't function without it. Tell that to the person that had their lives saved by a police dog. Tell the police officer that. Tell all these cases where animals have helped people, and all people do is scoff and treat them like garbage. And it just goes to show how uncivilized people are to begin with. And
some people treat animals like garbage. I think a lot of people have a lot of respect for animals.
Let me put it this way. There wasn't too long ago where I saw a lady that had a seeing eye dog. She was in a wheelchair. She was wheelchair bound. And she actually hit the dog in front of me. And, I told her not to do that. It was at a hotel, and I told her, you know, don't ever do that in front of me. I don't give a shit if you're in a wheelchair.
Oh, we can't let you go on. Sorry, buddy. 800-259-9231. I realize people get passionate when it comes to animals, and I appreciate the passion because we love animals. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Sorry, we just couldn't continue the call.
Yeah, you know, but it's indicative of the problem that we're talking about here. Who gets to draw the line? Would that gentleman say, and we didn't get a chance to ask him because, you know, we've got our rules here, that it's not okay to eat meat? What about, I can see somebody saying that, no, it's not okay to eat meat. Animals are people, or animals are individuals, you know, the cognition and all that stuff. But then you start figuring out, you know, animals don't respect property in the same way that humans do.
They would eat you if they were that kind of animal.
That much is true, and they don't, you know, they don't look at property in the same manner. Just, dogs chew shoes and things like that. They destroy things wantonly.
Sure.
So, you know, I just recently built a house, less than a year ago, I've built a house, and I'm sure I displaced all kinds of little critters from their little abodes when we dug a hole in the ground for the foundation and built the house up and all that other stuff. And if a bug comes in the house, sometimes we kill it, sometimes we throw it out. Just depends on what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But animals don't look at property in the same way. So therefore, if you're going to displace them from their homes, is it okay for men to build? Should men not be able to build because animals have rights? Do they have claim on the property? I mean, should they be given restitution for all the property that's been taken?
I'm sure PETA would like to collect the restitution on the behalf of the animals.
On the behalf of the animals, right. Yeah, that's likely true. Should, at this moment in time, no new construction take place because some boll weevil somewhere might be displaced from his rotted log?
No. You should be able to do what you want with your property.
Crazy.
And that includes buy a piece of property and keep it pristine. That includes buying a piece of property and essentially creating a habitat for those animals. People should be able to do that like the Nature Conservancy does. So you can have
a fine job at it.
You can have it all. All right. So we continue here. As long as you don't want to control your neighbor, as long as you want to respect your neighbor's freedom, then they'll hopefully respect yours back and we can all get along mostly. Let's continue here with your calls about anything. We'll go to Marie listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, Marie. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to change subjects and talk
sure.
about the mortgage bailout that Obama talked about this week.
Yes, where he's going to be they're going to be bailing out with taxpayer dollars a bunch of losers, basically, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I mean, you know, I can understand people have misfortunes in life, okay? And I'm not...
Sure.
saying that we shouldn't do anything, but what I'm saying is let's do the right thing, okay? If we can bring down their interest rate to lower their payments, that's good, but not write down the principal, because then they take all the gain and the taxpayers take all the loss, okay? Now,
why would you be in favor of forcing banks to set specific interest rates on mortgages they already had contracts for?
Well, I think, you know, they can work with them. That would reduce the foreclosure.
I think if a bank wants to work with their customer, they should be able to do that voluntarily. I don't think they should be forced
to. Many banks are.
Well, the banks are being forced to give out loans. Okay.
No, I don't think the banks were forced to give out these loans.
Well, there's often what she might be talking about is the fact that they have these rules and you couldn't treat somebody unfairly, so they had to, you know, basically give loans to people that wouldn't have otherwise gotten them.
Right, exactly. And the thing is that they force the banks to make these loans, okay? Well, you know, like I said, I'm all for letting the banks write down the interest rates. But, you know, to wipe out the principal and leave the taxpayers...
I'll tell you what, Marie, we're going to keep this conversation going here in a moment. Hour number two is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Peter Schiff on the economy.
We're broke. This is not just a financial crisis. This is an economic collapse.
The government is trying to interfere with the free market. All the government can do is create inflation. The government doesn't have any money. They're going to print it.
Doesn't matter if you get your money out of the bank, but then you take it to the grocery store and you can't buy anything.
We're going to die from the cure, not the disease.
The change that we need is less government. It's less interference. We're just going to get more of the same, only worse.
Schiffbomb.com, February 21st. Paid for by PEAC PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.